And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
Although more than 37 million Americans are diagnosed with migraine, approximately 47% of the population experiences headaches annually. With me today on Missouri Medical Focus is Dr. Brandy French, a vascular neurologist at University Hospital's Missouri Stroke Program, who has a clinical interest in headache and migraine. Dr. French, what is a headache?
Well, I guess headaches can be anything to anyone, it depends on what type of headache we're talking about. So, for instance, there are tension headaches and there are migraine headaches, and then there's a lot of headache that's really in between, a couple of unusual varieties. But when the head is feeling pain, it tends to be the muscles of the scalp or of the back of the neck or the blood vessels that feel the pain. And I think the interesting thing is the brain, for all the nerve tissue that it has, actually doesn't feel pain. So you're experiencing pain from the coverings and from the blood vessels.
So what's the difference between a migraine and a headache? Is a migraine just like a headache times 10 or something?
A migraine is a type of headache. It is extremely common, but there is so much more that happens during migraine than just pain in the head. And that's what makes them so unique and for some people so concerning and even frightening at times.
How do you know if you're having a migraine versus an average headache?
Well, the classic way that people will describe migraine is as a headache that's throbbing. And typically it's on one side of the head or the other, but it can move. It doesn't always have to be in the same place. But it's this pulsating, pounding type of pain. Migraines are at least moderate to severe in intensity. And they tend to have a lot of nausea that comes with them. Some people will vomit with their migraines. And sensitivity to light and sensitivity to sound is something we commonly see in migraine, and it's part of the defining characteristics. Some people also get very sensitive to smells during the pain phase of their migraine. And there are a whole host of features that can lead up to the migraine and can follow it. But the main things are that pulsating, nauseated, light and sound sensitive kind of severe headache.
If the nausea part or one of these parts, such as sensitivity, it sounds like sensitivity to light is a real big factor in determining whether or not you're having a migraine or not.
Yes.
But it can also, the migraine can occur without the nausea or without some of the, you know, like the flashing lights, some of the other ones. But would you say that that is the most defining?
That's true. You don't have to have all of the features of migraine in order to call it a migraine. But I would say it's that severe throbbing type of headache that really define the migraine. And then some of these other features get added in.
Do the symptoms tend to wax and wane over time, or do they tend to be fairly consistent with respect to migraine?
Well, with respect to the individual headache episode, the migraine can gradually and sometimes suddenly build to its maximum intensity, and then it will tend to fade away over a couple of hours, hopefully. For some people, though, it can last all day. When you talk about migraines overall, though, people have different periods in their life when they'll have more severe and more frequent migraines, and then sometimes they go away for a while or they become less of a problem for, you know, a couple of years, and then they may come back for some reason.
What is the reason for that? Why would there be periods where it would be more severe and others where it's not as common?
Well, some of it, particularly in women, can relate to hormonal changes that happen during life. Also, we know that important in migraine prevention is regular meals, regular sleep, regular exercise, stress management. So when any of those things is out of balance, say someone going through a stressful time in their life or, you know, just not taking good care of their health overall, you'll see an increase in migraine. And sometimes we just don't know. Sometimes it's weather dependent. Or related to other medications.
If you're predisposed to headache or migraine, are they preventable?
Yes. The first thing I would have someone do to prevent migraine, chronic migraine, and the recurrence of that is to institute some basic lifestyle changes. So people should get regular meals, don't skip breakfast, regular sleep. Sometimes oversleeping on the weekend can actually trigger migraine. And regular exercise. Aerobic exercise is one of the most powerful migraine preventives that there are out there. Following that, there are some medications that are available that can help to prevent recurrent migraines. I do tell people when they feel the migraine coming on that the earlier they take their medication for pain in the migraine phase, the more successful they'll be at averting the full-blown migraine.
Could some of these triggers be allergens?
Some of them could be. I do think there's an association between allergy season and migraine. We do know that the more headache of any kind a migraine sufferer has, the more prone they are to trigger a migraine. As far as specific food allergies, I'm a little less clear, and I think medical science is a little less clear on that.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and our discussion is headache and migraine awareness. Dr. French, if someone is prone to having headaches and migraines, and they're not preventable, you had mentioned some of the treatment options available. What are some of those specifically?
Specifically, they are chronic daily medications to take that are designed to work on a variety of phases of the migraine to try to prevent pain. So certain blood pressure medications are available, the beta blockers and calcium channel blockers. We found that some of the old antidepressants called the tricyclics are very useful in chronic pain prevention. And some of the newer seizure medications are extremely useful in preventing migraine.
When a patient comes to you, do you feel that the majority have been dealing with this issue for quite some time, or is it something that's just cropped up and has caused concern for them?
Many people have been dealing with migraines for quite some time by the time they get to see us in the clinic. We do get some patients who've come in who haven't had them for very long, but maybe are at the beginning and the headaches just began, and there is a need for some reassurance that this is only migraine and not representing something else.
Right, because it could relate to stroke or different types of medical conditions.
Exactly. So certain strokes can be painful. Certain inflammatory conditions can be painful. Fibromyalgia, and then, of course, you know, the brain tumor. But by and large, those are not the presenting complaints or the presenting symptoms of brain tumor.
What's the number one question you get from your patients?
Why is this happening to me? What caused this?
And what do you tell them?
There's not always a good reason for that. Some people we find clear triggers, but I tell people that migraine is so common in the population. It's sort of like high blood pressure. Well, why did I get this? Well, maybe you were genetically determined to get it, and maybe it's just one of those things that happened to you.
When is it time to make an appointment?
I would say when migraines aren't able to be controlled with simple over-the-counter medications, when it's time to start thinking about preventing medications. Also, when the migraines and the pain themselves are interfering with a person's ability to carry on their normal routine and to do their job and get to work this week.
Is there contact information for your department that a listener can call if they're interested in making an appointment with a healthcare professional?
Our clinic number is 573-882-1515, and that seems to be the most standard way to get into the clinic.
So that number again is
573-882-1515.
I'd like to thank Dr. French for being my guest for Missouri Medical Focus. I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.